Looks like the climate's turned better for the nation's financial institutions. Wall Street's really warmed up to a lot of them because of the specter of a recovering economy and higher interest rates. Comerica, for example, up 10% coming into the most recent earnings release, which looked to be about as good as expected, but the stock sold off on the news. Ralph Babb is the CEO of Comerica and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Always a pleasure to be with you.
Thank you. I know you can't second guess what the stock market's doing, but maybe the stock market's looking ahead and not behind. Are they worried about loan losses, for example? You look to be increasing your loan loss provisions.
Actually, it was a solid quarter and strong credit quality, improving returns with seasonal declines in loans and deposits. And we've increased our outlook for 2018 by incorporating the March rate increase that was recently announced into our expectations for net interest income.
So looking forward, I mean, one of the great pieces of anticipation here is the trickle-down impact of the tax cut and that it's going to increase loan demand. Are you seeing that?
We are seeing some signs that people are considering capital investments in our middle market type companies, and that would then, as you're talking about, would bode to looking for additional credit and moving forward and beginning to reinvest in their business, which would be positive.
The obviously interest rates seem to be on the rise. I mean, the Fed's laid out a fairly clear path, and they're going to be pointing higher, which usually helps financial institutions because you can raise your prime rate and everything else. But at some point, you've got to raise, what you're paying for money. The demand rates. Does that squeeze margins? Is that beginning to happen now?
Well, as rates go up, as you just said, rates will go up on the deposit side and product side as well. And that is always a point where the financial institutions will stay competitive. And we certainly will as we move forward with our customers. And we are very focused on relationship banking and taking care of our customers and providing them with the products and services that they need in a very competitive way.
You're a super regional, and you cover a very large swath of the country, from the roots in Michigan out to California and Arizona, and obviously all over Texas. So where's the strength right now? What areas are showing the most strength?
Well, you're seeing a pickup, obviously, here in Texas. As Texas is now seen 20 consecutive months of job gains. It was an interesting statistic that I had just noticed. And you see that overall. We've also seen strong growth in California, as you mentioned. And Michigan is slowing just a bit because of the car industry is beginning to slow down a bit. And that's not a negative. It's been very strong and very important to the Michigan economy.
I mean, you know that area so well. And I guess I'm surprised to hear that because I've seen so much of the movement in the automobile industry for, assembly and construction into the South, South Carolina, Alabama, Tennessee, and away from the Midwest. So is Michigan still dependent upon the automobile industry to that great extent?
Michigan has done a very good job in diversifying its business as well as adding to the overall, because of the sales, as we were talking about, of the auto industry has improved quite well. And it's on a growth mode and an attraction mode for other industries to diversify overall, in my opinion, going forward.
Then jumping back to the West Coast, you saw expansion there. And it's funny because a lot of the growth that we've seen here in Texas, at least the in-migration, and corporate relocation seems to be coming at the expense of California. But it's not hurting California?
There have been some come here, but when you look at, and Robert Dye, who you know is our economist, when you look at his projections for GDP for this year, California will continue to exceed the U.S. projection of 2.7%. California, he's projecting at 3.1%,
wow.
With Texas at 4.2%. Related to the U.S. of, as I said, 2.7%. Michigan will be slightly below that at 2.5%.
All right. I know you just talked to all the analysts after your earnings call was out, took their questions. So what'd you tell them? What do you see out for the next quarter or two for Comerica?
We maintained our outlook, and because of the recent interest rate rise, that improved as well, because as we said earlier, as interest rates go up, that provides additional revenue from the margin between the amount of interest rates and the margin on loans being partially offset, as you mentioned earlier, by increasing the deposit betas and rates.
I mean, you're still pretty far away from giving away toasters with new CDs, though, right?
We go with our customers, and as I said earlier, we focus on building relationships and understanding and creating the kind of products and services that they need to be successful.
Clearly worth more than just a toaster. Ralph Babbs, the CEO of Comerica. It's always good to speak with you, sir. Thanks for the time.
Oh, it's always a pleasure.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson. News Radio 1080 KRLD.